Welcome to TJ Slideways Live, courtesy of racesontheweb.com. Here is your host, TJ Buchenbarger.
Thank you, Beth. Coming to you live from the Engine Pro Studios just outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can interact with us tonight via the Twitter account at TJ Slideways, also on our Facebook fan page for TJSlideways.com. And it's the eve before we leave for the Knoxville Nationals. We're excited to be going back out to Iowa tomorrow. We'll talk about that a little later in the program. But before we do that, we have to wrap up the action from last weekend. And one of the best stories from the weekend happened with the Interstate Racing Association. The Bumper to the Bumper IRA Sprint Cars saw a new face in Victory Lane. We've seen him race with the NRA at Eldora, also at the MSA 360s, moving up this year to the IRA. And he managed to win Beaver Dam with a 360 against the 410s. We'd like to welcome Scotty Thiel to the show tonight. And first of all, I want to congratulate you on that victory. Your first one in IRA competition, that had to be sweet coming up Beaver Dam.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me tonight. And yeah, thank you. It feels really good to get a win under our belt with IRA. Unfortunately it was with our 360, but a win's a win, and just proving that we can go beat 410 guys with our 360 says a lot for our team. And we can put a car together that's out there and winning capable of winning every night. And we ran pretty good with it last weekend when we did actually blow up our 410. We had to pull it out and run the 3-night northern swing, and struggled a little bit on a half mile up in Anago. Started 20th, finished 11th. So I was up to about 8th and just got into a little bit of a rut in turn one on the last restart and fell back a few spots. But we followed that up with a second place finish on Saturday night, and then finished 6th on Sunday night at Eagle Valley Raceway in Jim Falls. So coming off of that weekend, we just worked really hard to, just prepare, knowing that we weren't going to have our 410 back. And we just prepared hard, and racetrack was to our advantage Saturday night. Just got slick and finally got lucky on an invert and started up front and, checked out from there.
And just so we know, is this an ASCS legal 360 you won with? Is it an aluminum 360? Is it an MSA 360? What would you classify the engine as?
This is a full-blown ASCS 360. Gertie Engines built it for us, and we ran this for the last couple of years, hitting some 360 shows. Like you mentioned, we were at Eldora last year. We traveled around quite a bit last year, ran some Minnesota stuff, and so that's what we had, of course, running around there. There's a lot of ASCS 360 around Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin here and there, and then Minnesota, and then, we go down to Iowa once in a while. So, it's just one of our traveling cars, and solid backup motor for with the 410s that we were doing this year. And, we proved that it's, you don't need all the 900 horsepower motors like they talk about to win races.
And when you have the 360 like that, you got put into this position to race against the 410s, what do you have to do differently as a driver to be able to keep up with the lighter, more powerful engines?
It just really comes down to qualifying, just hitting my marks in qualifying, getting our car set up spot on. That's our struggle when we have to run this 360, and this isn't the first time we had to run it. Like I mentioned, last weekend we had to run it, and there's two other times that we ran it with the IRA. So it's just a little bit of a setback for qualifying, and especially with IRA, qualifying's everything. Getting a decent qualifying time, which helps you out just with lineups later on. So qualifying's our main thing, and, luckily we did good enough but bad enough on Saturday night to qualify on the front row, of the heat race, and then we won it from there, and, luckily the track was in our favor where it slipped off early on, and just a momentum type of deal. So we got up to the top and, used the cushion to our advantage and checked out from there. But, so it's qualifying and just making sure that we, can get through the corners. It seems like even on bigger racetracks, when it is kind of heavy, we have a lot more corner speed than the 410 guys, and they just pull us on the straightaway. So it's just getting the car to get through the corner, as straight as possible. Don't be too squirrely. And, it's me for a driver just hit my marks every single lap. So my guys do enough work to get the car to work for me, and It's just my job once I get out there just to do the best we can for what we got to work with and, you know, go from there.
At what point on Saturday, when you're in that feature, did you think, holy cow, I could win this with the 360?
Yeah, well, you know, we won that heat race, and I was just praying that we were going to have a good invert and start up front. So I told my guys, you know, all year long, we were always a chaser. We'd come from the back and move forward, even when we were in the 360 a few times. You know, we'd start 20th or 18th and come up to the top, you know, inside the top 10, touch the top 5 once in a while. And so when I saw that we started on the front row, I got excited, but, you know, I said, calm down, you know, we just got to, you know, we got 30 laps to work with here. So the leader, on the front, I was outside front row, and he got the jump off the bottom, got to the top, but I slid on the next lap going into one. And once I got up top, I knew we were doing good. And I came out of 4-1 lap, and I looked over down the backstretch, and I could see that there was quite a few cars going down the backstretch. So I knew that we might possibly have a decent lead, and turned out that we did. So I don't know. You know, I knew that the restarts were going to be tricky, but everybody had to pretty much follow me right around the top going in. The bottom wasn't really there to try to get enough momentum to slide me. And just had to have solid restarts, and we had 3 of them that I had to work on, and you know, my restarts were spot on. I had them by a few car lengths going to the flag stand, so I knew we were going to have a really good shot once if I could just get up front and just, you know, get to the cushion first. That was kind of the deal all night. Whoever got to the cushion first, even in the heat races in the B main, seemed like they won it. So you know, we just had to hit my marks, and you know, once we had the 10 to go marker, I knew that we were comfortable enough, but then there was a restart again. I think it was like 6 or 7 laps to go, and once we got back going, we got back into lap traffic, I was doing okay, but I kind of settled down a little bit, so I wasn't getting too worried, but I just knew we had a solid car that, you know, I didn't know if anyone was going to get underneath me and try to slide me. I just didn't think the momentum was there, and it turns out that was the case.
Scotty Thiel joining us. So you mentioned you've been running the 360. When do you think you're going to get the 410 back?
Well, I talked to my dad tonight, and I guess he had called the engine builder, and it sounds like we're supposed to get it back next week. So IRA is off this weekend for the Nationals, obviously. So we kind of have another week to regroup, and then, you know, next week to work with as well. Then we go back into a 3-day swing. So hopefully it's all ready to go and put the issues behind us and focus on getting our 410 program back, you know, underway. It seems like we got the car set up and everything figured out with that car. It's just having a motor that is reliable to, you know, to hold together and you know, go from there. So I think that once we get it in there, you know, we'll be, you know, right back on track, you know, doing good with the car and everything. Just gotta get lucky again with you know, inverts and stuff and start up front and see what we can do.
With what made you want to do the IRA series this year? You mentioned you've done some 360 traveling through the northern part of the country, but when did you guys sit down and decide, hey, we want to go do the IRA this year?
Well, we ran a steelheaded 360 group for the last number of years, and that's how I got started in the sprint car racing, and that was like a local deal. And then we got this ASCS, so we started doing some traveling, and you know, traveling with just you learn different racetracks and you get to race with different people, and it definitely helped me out. I feel as a driver, just experiencing different stuff, not running the same tracks every week. And then the IRA series, it's really close to our house and our shop. I'd say 90% of our races are within a 2-hour radius. So we knew it was time to move up, and, you know, we did pretty good 360 stuff, and we won some big races last year. And we're just looking to move up to the next step. And in sprint car racing, and you know, we got a deal on a 410, so we put that program together, and you know, it's really money wise, it's a pretty good deal. I mean, since our traveling isn't too much, you know, usually we can get away with either staying in our house on a Friday night if we race Friday night and Saturday night deal, but if not, it's, you know, still a reasonable distance. Like that northern swing. Friday night track was only a couple hours from our house, and then, you know, coming back home on Sunday night was only 4 hours, which isn't bad at all considering, you know, what we did for traveling last year. And the Rookie of the Year title pays out pretty decent, so we figured we try to focus on chasing that and seeing if we can lock that in and then move forward for next year and figure out what we want to do with that.
What's been the biggest adjustment for you as a driver moving to the 410 division?
As a driver, I guess, the car, once we get the car figured out, driving the cars were the same, but the throttle response, acceleration, I guess there's about the same difference going from the steelheaded 360 to the ASCS 360. There's a lot more power there. So going from the ASCS 360 to the 410 wasn't too big of an adjustment, but the car setup was a little bit different than what we're used to. So, it took a few nights to get that figured out. And, I think we got a pretty good grasp on all that. And now it's just having the motor that lasts and, we can, really dial in on these racetracks that we've ran earlier in the year. So we have some decent notes to work on and, kind of just do some fine-tuning towards the end of the year here.
So what's the plan going forward? Obviously, you mentioned you were going for the IRA Rookie of the Year title. So obviously, following IRA for the rest of the year is a priority. But where else might we see you this year? What's the plan going forward?
Well, we, we want to finish up with the IRA and see, hopefully we can to the Rookie of the Year, capture that title and, our ASCS here, we only have a few nights on it, and, once September's over with, IRA is done with, so a lot of the ASCS national races, come in October and beginning of November down south, so we might look at doing some traveling there. We did Little Rock 2 years in a row. We didn't go last year, but, we might think about possibly going down there again. It's just a tough deal, but it's a luck of the draw, so... we improved my first year down there. We struggled. It was my first time ever running the ASCS 360. And I should have won my heat race. Just fell off the racetrack. The leader, blew an engine and smoked out the track. So I drove right off the track and, just set us back the whole weekend. I think we ran like in the D main. And the second year we went down there, I moved up into the C main and missed a transfer by one to the B. So, knowing that we progressed a little bit was a little bit of a confidence booster, but still, it's hard to make the show down there, but I feel that our team's a little bit stronger than we were back then. So we might focus on trying to hit some bigger races and do a little more traveling because we've been kind of sticking around here locally with the IRA and stuff. So at least that's what I want to do. I think the crew's ready to do that, but I guess we just have to see how the season ends up here, and then pick and choose from there.
Well, Sky, congratulations on that big win, and I'm sure you have some people you want to thank as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Without all of our marketing partners on board, we wouldn't be able to do what everything that we're doing this year. So, first off, Professional Plating, they're our primary sponsor. They've been on board with us for the last couple of years. They do a lot of help. Professional Plating, Scottfield Builders, Complete Water, Brad Downer Motorsports, D&H Sales and Service, TI-22 Performance. I got to thank Triple X Race Cars for giving us some awesome cars every single year. We make these things work and get around at all the racetracks. Super Shocks, that seems like the Triple X and the Super Shock combination. We got this thing dialed in. Dirty Engines for building us a strong and stout 360 motor. Got to thank all my crew guys. Trench Trader, he does a lot for me. Tires, everything, working on the car during the week. My mom and dad, they're behind us 110%. We got a lot of guys that stand behind us here, and all these marketing partners add up, and all of our product sponsors, just, everybody's in it, and it's the name of the game. So without them, we wouldn't be where we're at and having the success that we've had.
Well, Sky, it's neat to talk to you. It's a great story from the weekend. Hopefully we'll get a chance to do this again because that means you'll have won your second IRA feature of your career.
Well, I'll do that. Thank you for having me.
You're listening to TJ Flydway Live on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
All-Star Performance is a manufacturer and supplier of racing and high-performance auto parts, accessories, and specialty tools. From quarter midgets to sprint cars, All-Star Performance has all of the accessories you need. To find a dealer near you, visit allstarperformance.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Blade Shock Technology is a cutting-edge shock bump stop technology company located in Northwest Ohio. Specializing in sprint car racing, new and used sales, service, and repair, Eric Slade and his crew have over 30 years' experience working with shocks, from the short tracks to the super speedways. For more information, visit SladeShockTechnology.com. Slade Shock Technology, where knowledge and experience make the difference.
If you're looking for newer used shocks or repair for your shocks or bump stop kits, make sure to check out Slade Shock Technology. Eric Slade has experience from sprint cars to NASCARs. He was in shocks before it was trendy, and now that's the hot thing of racing. You need to get your shock program in shape. Visit www.sladeshocktechnology.com for everything they offer. Slade Shock Technology. Get with the program. Get your shocks in shape.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air. As Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth, watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rocket around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
If you love sprint car racing like we do, you need to get yourself to Pennsylvania this summer. Already recognized as one of the 10 must-see races of the year, the first annual Dirt Classic presented by Casey Kane on Saturday, September 27th, is stacking up to be a premier event. The race will be held at Lincoln Speedway and boasts the highest payout in the track's history, with $20,000 on the line to the winner. But you don't have to wait till September to get your Dirt Classic picks. Tickets can be purchased at www.dirtclassic.com for reserved seating and general admission. Save your seat now and save $5 when ordering. The Dirt Classic presented by Casey Kane, Saturday, September 27th at Lincoln Speedway. Welcome back to TJ Slideways Live here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. My next guest, there were two drivers that were, created the most read stories during our coverage of the Knoxville Nationals last year. Obviously, the first one was Donnie Schatz. One from the B-Main should have been the most read story out there. But the second most read story of the entire Nationals was my next guest, and he was happy to announce he's got a ride for the Knoxville Nationals after being rideless for the first half of the season, Cap Henry. joining us on the line. And Camp, for the way your season started without anything, you're coming off a win at Attica on Friday night, and you have a Knoxville ride, so things are starting to come back together for you, it looks like.
Yeah, the season kind of started off was definitely kind of a bummer beginning to the season. I sat out for a couple months, and you know, the 82 car out of South Dakota, they let me run do a handful of races, and then I sat out a couple months again. And then the 53 team called me, and I did an outlaw race with them and did pretty good. Unfortunately, we had a wreck on the opening lap, so we didn't really get to see what we had. And I sat again until Ohio Speed Week, and they put me in the car, and I've been driving it ever since.
And, of course, that all paid off last Friday night. You picked up the win over at Attica Raceway Park.
Yeah, you know, Guy and Jamie and even Marilyn, the car owner, you know, they've been they worked really hard, and they've you know, they stuck with me. I kind of didn't drive probably to my capabilities during Speed Week, but Marilyn stuck it out, and Guy worked with me, and we've been getting the car really good. And last week I was finally able to pay him back a little bit and picked up a win.
That's a pretty cool deal. And then all of a sudden I read that you're heading out to Knoxville and you're going to be driving a car at this year's Knoxville Nationals. And it's kind of interesting because you're driving a car out there, and how it all got put together seems kind of interesting. How did you end up with a ride at Knoxville?
I had a good friend, Mr. Arnold. He, you know, he's always kind of stayed in contact with me. And, you know, a couple weeks before Knoxville comes around, he's like, "Hey, Cap, you found a ride yet?" I'm like, "Nah, man, I've called a couple people, but I haven't gotten anywhere." And, you know, he went down to the office and got me the names and phone numbers of the to-be-announced cars. And he's like, "Here you go. Start calling." And, you know, I called a bunch of them a couple weeks ago and just kind of got my name out there. And then I called back two of the guys that seemed really interested. The one guy kind of, he hauled around. Wow, that was hard to say. And then I called up Mike Oaks, and they told me to call back at the end of the weekend. You know, I called them up on Monday, and they go, "Yeah, we're ready to hire you for Nationals." And it couldn't have gone any better.
Well, that's quite a neat deal. And since you're doing this for the Nationals, what's the status with you in the 53 car?
I'm actually, you know, I'm really lucky with what I've come upon in the 53 team, in the sense that they're actually going to not run the car the weekend while I'm gone. And I will come back after Nationals, and I'm driving the car for the rest of the year with them.
Well, that's some good news after sitting on the sidelines for a better part of the season. Cap Henry joining us on the line. Cap, last year we had mentioned you kind of made waves at Knoxville, making that big run on Friday night and the big run also through the A-Main on Saturday. How much confidence did that give you with that performance out at the Nationals?
It was definitely a really big confidence booster. You know, me and my crew chief I had then, AJ Havens, you know, we always kind of clicked and got rolling good at Knoxville, but we always had motor failures and stuff like that that really we never were able to show our potential. And, you know, last year everything just worked out. We had our car really good. We got ourselves time trialed in good Friday night. We raced through our heat race, and then, you know, we ended up started top four, fell back a little bit, but we raced our way all the way up to second on that Friday night deal and locked ourselves in and, yeah, put ourselves in a great position for Saturday. So it was a big confidence booster, and it really showed how good my team really was for being the lack of money we really had for us.
And it was an incredible story, selling the hauler to get out there, and seeing your face in that press room was amazing on that Friday night. The joy to see that. Now, you get to work with a veteran crew chief on your Ohio deal in the 53 car. What has it been like working with Guy Myers? We've seen him work with John Ivey and some other people and had a lot of success. What is it like working with Guy?
I'm actually really lucky. It's funny that me and Guy joke about this. A lot of people don't realize how much history I have with Guy. Guy's worked on my indoor micro sprint for the past 10 years. So I have a really solid history with him, and I know how to work with him. So it's been flawless working with him. You know, we've kind of had our bumps where we missed the setup, but, we get along really well, and we know how to, we can communicate without hurting each other's feelings and stuff. So we've
for only working with each other on the sprint car side of things for a couple of weeks, we're making big strides every time we put the car on the racetrack.
So what is the plan for the rest of the year with the 53 car at this point? Where are we going to see you guys running?
You know, I'm not completely sure, to be honest. The for sure game plan is Attica and Fremont. There's been very, very small talks and maybe trying to run some other stuff, but at this point, I think we're just going to kind of see how it goes and definitely plan on Attica and Fremont the rest of the year.
Cap Henry joining us, and we see in a few weeks we're going to have a situation where we have the new Renegade Series and we have the All-Star Series going head-to-head, and it's also Attica's season championship that night. What's your feeling about this new startup series? Are you kind of like me and taking kind of a sit and wait back and see what happens, look at things, or do you have strong feelings one way or the other about this?
I think if they do the right thing, the Renegade Series can be a really great deal. What I'd like to see kind of happen with it is I think it needs to try and stick to closer to like the Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, and Western Pennsylvania area. It doesn't really need to try and be what the All-Stars is right now, where it goes to New York and Florida and out to the Midwest, because those are the parts of the series that really kind of kill it, where it doesn't get the great turnouts. So I think if they do the right things with it, it can be great. But at this point, we're going to have to all wait and see what happens.
Well, Cap, it's great that we're going to have you out at the Nationals this year, especially after coming off that run a year ago. And it looks like things are really coming together for you.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I've ended up, for someone that had before in their life never had to go after rides, you know, I always had my own. So it's been an interesting year, but I've really fallen into being around some great people. Marilyn Gensman and her whole team, I can't thank her enough for everything she's done for me already. She's just a great person. The Oaks family and their deal to go out to Knoxville, I can't thank them enough. You know, it was something that I really didn't think I'd be back at Knoxville this year. You know, I was kind of down about it, and I'm just so excited to be able to the opportunity they've given me, and just really thankful for the people that have been coming on through my career and the opportunities I have right now.
Well, Cap, look forward to seeing you out in Iowa, and have safe travels out there, man.
All right. Thanks. You too, bud.
You're listening to TJ Slideways Live on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
All-Star Performance is a manufacturer and supplier of racing and high-performance auto parts, accessories, and specialty tools. From quarter midgets to sprint cars, All-Star Performance has all of the accessories you need. To find a dealer near you, visit allstarperformance.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Blade Shock Technology is a cutting-edge shock bump stop technology company located in Northwest Ohio. Specializing in sprint car racing, new and used sales, service, and repair, Eric Slade and his crew have over 30 years' experience working with shocks, from the short tracks to the super speedways. For more information, visit SladeShockTechnology.com. Slade Shock Technology, where knowledge and experience make the difference.
If you're looking for new or used shocks or repair for your shocks or bump stop kits, make sure to check out Slade Shock Technology. Eric Slade has experience from sprint cars to NASCARs. He was in shocks before it was trendy, and now that's the hot thing of racing. You need to get your shock program in shape. Visit www.sladeshocktechnology.com for everything they offer. Slade Shock Technology. Get with the program. Get your shocks in shape.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rock it around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
If you love sprint car racing like we do, you need to get yourself to Pennsylvania this summer. Already recognized as one of the 10 must-see races of the year, the first annual Dirt Classic presented by Casey Cade on Saturday, September 27th, is stacking up to be a premier event. The race will be held at Lincoln Speedway and boasts the highest payout in the track's history, with $20,000 on the line to the winner. But you don't have to wait till September to get your Dirt Classic picks. Tickets can be purchased at www.dirtclassic.com for reserved seating and zero admission. Save your seat now and save $5 when ordering. The Dirt Classic, presented by Casey Kane, Saturday, September 27th at Lincoln Speedway. Welcome back to TJ Slideways Live here on racesontheweb.com. And I cannot be more excited. We're taking the whole operation on the road to Iowa. And I cannot wait for another exciting FVP Knoxville Nationals out at the Knoxville Raceway. Of course, tonight, the Front Row Challenge just starting to get underway over at the Southern Iowa Speedway. And things are ramping up for the Knoxville Nationals. We had a lot of fun coming back last year, except it just about killed me doing all the coverage. I was exhausted by the end of the week. So Mudclaw Bob is coming back to Knoxville as well after an 11-year absence. So we figure, why not? We get the band back together and head out to the Knoxville Raceway, and another great week of stuff. Don't forget, Wednesday morning, 10:30 a.m., the Little 500 Fan Forum. It's going to be a great event. We had a full house last year for that. Looking forward to another great fan forum again on Wednesday. So that's going to be Wednesday's event. Also, don't forget to check out all the great fan forums all week. There's going to be a great one with Larry Bowes and Rex Jr. and everyone, with promoters from various racetracks, Steve Beitler, Steve Sinclair there. I attended that one last year. Great forum as well. There's going to be a historians forum that I'm going to actually go and watch that one. That'll be pretty neat. Lots of drivers making appearances over at the Hall of Fame. Make sure to go check those out. I know that there's going to be tons of driver. The driver appearances have been pouring in. We're going to have an overall schedule posted tomorrow morning at some point. It might be more towards lunchtime the way these are rolling in, but we're going to try to get up tomorrow a full schedule of events for the Knoxville Nationals this year. And, of course, we're going to have all of our coverage from there, just like we always do. Lots of great stuff. I always like to under-promise and over-deliver, because there's always problems or whatever. When you go on the road, you never really expect much. Even from some of the Ohio races, we get back to the studio here and we're able to do stuff. But it's whenever we take the whole show on a road for the week, we just want to see what's going to happen. And we hope to do another great job for you. We're really proud of what we were able to produce last year at the Knoxville Nationals. And, of course, Sarita Dahlhammer's already out there shooting pictures. She shot for us at the 360 Nationals. Can't thank her enough for all her hard work. And we're just going to have a really great week. It's going to be awesome. And we're really looking forward to seeing all of you out in Iowa. And if you can't make it out, make sure to check out the website every day, throughout the day, and all our social media outlets. We're going to have plenty of information throughout the whole week for you. So on behalf of everyone here at TJSlideways.com, good night from the Engine Pro Studios. If you're heading out to Knoxville, safe travels out there. We'll see you down the road. Thank you, and good night.
Thank you for listening to this edition of TJ Slideways Live.